Coming to you live from the Hall of Truth, it's the Nate Darling Show.
Fire a warning shot across her nose.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, relax, good citizen.
Nothing! You've done nothing!
Here's Nate.
Is this the first podcast we've done since we lost Adam West?
Yes.
Yes.
I thought so. So that line from the Batman TV show, relax, good citizen. It's a salute to Adam West. We're back after 2 weeks away. Vacations and work trips and.
Oh yeah.
And next week we're going to be off again because it's the 4th of July.
Ooh.
So save up the shows. It'll be a good time. But we'll be back after that and try and keep it going right through the summer.
Oh, yeah.
Someone put the 4th of July on a Tuesday, so it really kind of fucked up the whole thing.
It's horrible.
It really...
Like, why did they do that?
I don't know.
Damn it!
I don't even know if I'm supposed to work on Monday or...
Well,
I'm not. I don't think we're doing much.
Yeah, it's going to be a slow day at work.
Dirty bitch!
Full explanation of what those are on the Friday show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you'll
do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
You will. You'll understand that.
Damn it.
Yeah, exactly. That is not Chris Farley. Not Chris Farley.
Not.
All right, well, it's been quite a while since we all been together. How was your time away, Kareem? Have you been busy?
Oh, man. Work has been good. We got a new estimator. He's a little weird. I'll tell y'all about that off the air.
Not for the show.
Not for the show. I got my first bonus check.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Did that feel good?
It felt great. And
oh, my God!
Getting another one next month. It's going to be even better.
Woo!
I'm in the process of thinking about buying a truck.
Didn't you have a new car though? Like,
dude, I just put a machine that was bigger than my back seat in my back seat. Mm. I need a truck for the job.
Oh,
there you go. And you can ride it off.
There you go. All right.
So work has been good. Still paying off Disneyland and my trip home for Easter.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I haven't done anything spectacular. Got tickets for the Roots for next month. So,
oh,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Where are they playing?
Oakland.
Ah.
And I actually was thinking about going to New York August 1st to see Dave Chappelle and Childish Gambino.
Okay.
And several other people.
That sounds pretty awesome.
Dawson.
I was going to say dope, and then I said awesome.
You sort of fell in the middle there.
So I said Dawson.
Have you been, Jason?
I've been great. A lot of things happening. Biggest thing, I mean, like, the kid is, like, fully, like, pulling herself up and standing now on stuff.
Woo!
Like, it is crazy. We're having to totally baby-proof the house. Like, definitely.
Oh, my God!
It's pretty great. my mom is moving in with us next weekend.
Oh, dirty son of a...
Yeah,
I thought she was already living with you.
Well, she was,
and then she wasn't.
Yeah, she was she's been in rehab for like the last 90 days.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. So, so she gets out, she graduates from that program, and we'd found her a place to stay, but it wasn't going to allow her to save money up so she'd actually find her own place when she needs to.
Right.
It would have been at the top of her budget. So, anyhow, there's that. I mean, just, Father's Day, my first Father's Day.
Mm.
That was pretty cool.
What was the best thing that happened to you on Father's Day? Notice I didn't ask gift.
Yeah.
Because it could be something else.
Hmm. Probably, like, honestly, Chris took care of all the diapers that day. So that's probably the best thing that happened to me that day. But, I mean, just my daughter, just seeing her and, you know, they got me a gift. Like, she hand-painted a thing that says, best dad ever, which, I mean, high praise from, you know, an 8-month-old.
Well, sure. Know? Sure. So, She doesn't know any better.
She doesn't know. But that's great. That's awesome, you know. Keep her in the dark as long as possible.
It's like a Trump cabinet meeting at your house.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and then work's been crazy busy, which is awesome. So that's what's been going on.
Sweet, sweet. I had a couple of things. On Friday, I'll talk about Vegas a little bit.
Ooh.
Because that was the work trip. But the first week away was because we were going to Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
With my wife and I were bringing our 4-year-old niece, and her mom came along on the trip down. And
she didn't trust y'all with her kid.
You know, I don't know what the whole reasoning behind it was, but she came along, and we had one hotel room for all of us. So that was interesting. Made it work, though. Made it work.
So there's 3 adults and 1 child, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I mean, yeah. You can do that.
Yeah, 3 adults, 1 child, and a CPAP machine. And a stroller. By the way, the flying thing is, and kudos to Southwest Airlines. They did a really nice job. But when you have 3 adults and a child and 5 mm-hmm. pieces of luggage plus a stroller plus a car seat, that is a lot of luggage
mm-hmm.
to be dealing around with. But we did we got down there on Tuesday, went to an Angels game, got to see the Angels win in 11 innings.
Right on.
11 innings beating the Yankees, which they'd done a lot of lately. And then Wednesday and Thursday, we had Disney park hopper passes. So we went to Disneyland on Wednesday. And we were there from, we left the hotel room at 8 a.m., went over and had breakfast at Downtown Disney. And we got back to the hotel room at about 11 o'clock at night.
Hmm.
It was a very long day at the mm-hmm. park. A very long day indeed. And as if you may or may not realize this.
It's a long day after
all. I actually sort of drifted off to sleep on that ride because it was stupid hot. It was like 90-something degrees.
Oh,
and,
man.
And Disney is not real keen on giving its guests, how do you say, shelter.
Yeah, everything's open.
Yeah, and I had bought a really cool bucket hat at the Angels game that I was so happy that I got because I didn't have to worry about the top of my head or my ears burning like with a regular baseball cap. My ears would have burned,
mm-hmm.
all this other stuff. So I was very happy to have that. That worked out very well. But it was just really exhausting. I believe my Fitbit said we did 23,000 steps.
Wow.
That day, which is a little, I think 12 miles?
I believe it.
Something in that neighborhood. And here's the problem, though. They weren't long trips. It was like 3 steps and then stand there.
Yeah.
So it really beat my feet to death.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're beating those feet.
So we did that first day, and we got to ride a bunch of it. We did not get Space Mountain. That's one of the big ones we did not get to. But we did get Indiana Jones and Pirates of the Caribbean.
All right.
And, all of those. But Disneyland proper also does not have any alcohol.
Right.
It's all over at the California Adventure.
California Adventure has enough alcohol for both places.
Right. But so second day's California Adventure. At that point, I didn't really want alcohol anymore. It was like, yesterday I could have used a beer. Today, yeah. California Adventure is a little bit more adult oriented.
Yeah.
So I didn't really feel like I needed to have alcohol all day. But we got over there and we were going to do the fast pass for the new Guardians of the Galaxy ride. Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout, it's called. It's the old Tower of Terror ride that they've done a full revamp on. We got over there at 10 o'clock in the morning, so an hour after they opened. The fast passes that we would have been issued were for 10 p.m.
What?
And, I believe it.
And here's the thing about Disney fast passes, if you don't know this. They're kind of cool because you can go and get one that tells you to come back in a 1-hour window, and you get to go in the fast pass line, which puts you up near the front. However, you cannot get another fast pass if you're holding one that's active. So that means we would have been able to get no more fast passes all day if we would have done that. So we decided to wait in line for Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout, which is about a 90-second ride, maybe 2 minutes.
Yeah.
How long would you guess we waited in line on a Thursday morning in June? Jason, you go first.
I'm going to say 4.5 hours.
Kareem?
2.5 hours.
Well, I feel very fortunate. It was a 90-minute wait.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
It was a 90-minute wait for that.
That's actually a great return. That's not bad.
Yeah, that's what we figured. You know, wait in line that 90 minutes and then save those passes for later. I got to ride the roller coaster over by the lagoon, the big roller coaster. I rode that twice.
Yeah, because everybody was at the other one.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah, so we did that, got to do that, a few other things. But
that's
a
great roller coaster, too.
It is. It does have the one inversion.
Mm-hmm.
I love inversions on a roller coaster.
Right. But it's so smooth, right?
Yeah. Oh,
I
yeah.
I mean, like it's like you're gliding.
Not like the one that mimics the train. You know the one.
Thunder Mountain.
We did the Matterhorn the day before.
Oh yeah.
That'll shake the hell out of you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
My sister-in-law lost her hat on the Matterhorn.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they don't tell you it's going to happen, but so she lost her hat on the Matterhorn. But yeah, that was really great. And then Friday we went to Universal Studios.
Mm.
And here's the thing about Universal. We decided that we would spend the little bit extra and get the front of the line passes for Universal Studios, mm-hmm. which is the best decision ever because we were able to do every single ride because you get one front of the line scan with that front of the line pass for every single ride. So we... front of the line for this, front of the line for this. Simpsons ride, front of the line. Transformers, front of the line. Jurassic Park, where you get a little wetter than I think is really necessary.
That's what she said.
You didn't ride Splash Mountain, obviously.
We did not ride Splash Mountain. But the biggest ride at Universal Studios is, of course, the four big escalators. to go from the top level to the bottom level.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, if you're going to complain about them, imagine not having them working.
Yeah.
Because they've got... if you want to take the stairs, you can. It's right there for you. But yeah, it was a fun trip, but ready to come back. Definitely ready to come back.
Yeah.
I will say this, though. The TSA pre-check, having that is wonderful. Because I don't have to take off my shoes at the airport. Or my belt, and I get treated like a person. It's really amazing. I highly encourage anybody to do it if you're going to go. If you're going to go ahead and travel at all,
yeah. If you're going to be flying at least, you know, 2 or 3 times a year,
dude. Even once.
But isn't it like $100 to get it though?
I got global entry, which doesn't guarantee TSA pre-check. And I think that was $105, but it was for several years. It's like for 5 years.
It's like a passport, right? The global entry.
Yeah. It's basically you're a trusted traveler is what they call it. So they treat you like you're not a terrorist or a threat to humanity. So it's good.
Privilege.
Yes, that's it. I'll take it. That's fine. So yeah, Southern California trip went well. Came back on Saturday morning, and then a couple days later went to Vegas for work. So we'll talk about that on Friday's show. Meanwhile, in Washington, D.C., things continue to be strange. I don't know what is going on. I really don't. First of all, in certain press briefings, they've decided to not allow video cameras or live audio. CNN sent a sketch artist.
Yeah.
And they're like, why does this need to be recorded? It's like, because you're speaking for the president to the press who are there to inform the people that you work for, you rubes. So that's how, there's a bunch of stuff. I won't really get into too much of that, except for earlier today, Tuesday, There is a reporter named Katrina Perry. She is Irish, and she tweeted this video. She calls it video of the bizarre moment when President at Real Donald Trump called me over during his call. And so he was on the phone with somebody in Ireland, which would explain why some of the Irish press was there. But take a listen to how he talked to her.
Well, we have a lot of your Irish press watching us. They're just now leaving the room. And where are you from? Go ahead. Come here. Come here. Where are you from? Should we have all of this beautiful Irish press. Where are you from?
I'm from RT News.
Katrina Perry. She has a nice smile on her face, so I bet she treats you well.
Just weird.
He is... I don't...
On a scale of one to creepy old man, where does that rank? Because that was right up there.
Creepy old man. That
was just really weird and creepy.
Bill Cosby-ish.
Listen, he's going to be holding town halls all over the country on that. And then he came out. Bill Cosby, speaking of, he was a hung jury in his trial.
Mm-hmm.
His publicity team said he's going to be holding these town halls about rape. I don't know what would prompt that, but then he came out and said, no, that's all crap. Except his team has been on TV multiple times talking about doing it. So I don't know what's going on with
that guy's anymore. That guy, that's his press person or whatever.
Well, there's two of them. There's a guy and then there's a woman named Ebony with three E's, not in a row. It's E-B-O-N-E-E. So I don't trust her. And it's not because she's black. It's because she spells her name that way.
That dude is an idiot. The guy who's hit, who...
Clearly.
Because he was out during, right after the trials. I was like, what are you doing? Like, go somewhere and sit down, say thank you, and keep moving.
Yeah, keep your head down. It was a hung jury. The DA has already said he's going to have a retrial. Shh. Go behave yourself.
He's going to lose the retrial, too, so that's dumb on his part. But
it's crazy. Anyway, in Canada, there was a toe that was stolen. Seriously. The downtown hotel in Dawson City, Yukon, was seeking one of its toes for its world-famous sour toe cocktail. So they had a mummified toe that was kind of a thing. It was used in their signature cocktail. It was returned, and there was an apology. Canadian Mounted Police in Yukon announced the sour toe used in their sour toe cocktail had been returned. The RCMP got a call from the alleged suspect stating he had placed the toe in the mail and addressed it to the downtown hotel. The man then called the downtown hotel and provided the same message to staff along with a verbal apology.
Wow.
A sour toe was first reported missing on a Sunday when the staff at the hotel's Sourdough Saloon said a man from Quebec with a French accent bragged about plans to steal the toe. Then it disappeared. The manager said the bar had backup toes. But the one that had been stolen had been cured in salt for 6 months and was recently donated by a man who had it surgically removed. Police said the hotel received the package early on a Thursday.
Stop. Mm-hmm. Stop. Repeat that.
The bar had backup toes, but the one that was stolen had been cured in salt for 6 months after it was recently donated by a man who had it surgically removed. It's a human toe.
What is wrong with your people?
Man, those are the ones that got really, like, you know, those are the crazy cold mountain people.
So located inside the package was an apology letter as well as the stolen toe. At the time the package was opened, the toe was believed to be in good condition. No charges are expected to be filed. The hotel's policy states anyone guilty for stealing a sour toe will be fined up to $2,500. But management previously stated the fine would be waived if the toe was returned safely. So all's well that ends well, and the toe is back.
That is crazy, though. Like, who... Like, why would you even want to... Like,
Jason, I know you've been sober for quite a while.
Yeah.
You remember drinking.
I know. I remember drinking, but I don't know if I ever could have been like... A human toe is a human toe is a human toe. Like,
I think I'm going to steal a toe today.
It's not a snake. It's not a scorpion.
They are so high and mighty with their toe. I'm going to steal it and take it back to Quebec with me.
Oh, man. Yeah. So anyhow, I decided.
Can't imagine why. It's called being drunk. Home, birthplace of so many bad ideas.
I have to wonder, like, it has to be a frostbite story, right? Like somebody's toe fell off because of frostbite or something like that.
You could have your toe removed for a lot of different reasons. You could have gotten it crushed by something. You could have the beaties.
Yeah.
There could be a lot of reasons why the toe had to come off.
I knew you were going to say that.
I mean, that's true. There's a lot of those are the first reasons that come to mind when someone loses a toe.
Yeah.
That and a lawnmower.
Oh.
Lawnmower and flip-flops.
Wow.
Yeah, that's true.
So those are all reasons why things happen. Meanwhile, a Christian kindergarten school teacher was fired after refusing to give up her side job as a $2,500 a time porn star.
Man.
You know, complain about teachers not getting paid. Well, there you go. Nina Sky, who's 21, said, "I love teaching. I love sex." Before a showdown with her shocked bosses who confronted her with over appearances in films with titles including Amateur Allure and Swallow Salon. Have you been to the Swallow Salon? I believe Noel DeWitt runs that. Shout out to Noel. The auburn-haired beauty who romps with men and women in the videos said she was a really good teacher and did not see why her hobby should bar her from the classroom.
I wonder which parent saw the video and told.
Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, it came from somewhere. But senior teachers at the unidentified preschool thought differently and said her profession went against the religious values they espoused. Having sex was her dream job, Miss Sky said, and she was very reluctant to leave the industry. She told Fox it goes against their views of fornication, like sex before marriage, and that's what I'm doing. They say it goes against the paper I signed, saying I wouldn't do that. So, well, you violated your terms of employment, so I guess you don't have a whole lot of recourse on that. So, sorry, Nina Sky.
Put it on tape.
Oh, she was putting it on tape. Yeah, that was the problem.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, there she is taking a selfie. Yeah. Lovely young lady. Bless you, Jason.
Sorry. Yeah. I'll look her up.
Yeah, there you go. Looks nice in that photo. Oh, she's in a bikini. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, a little lingerie. She has a butterfly tattoo on her left hip there. Or is it on her right hip? We don't know.
Does she have two?
I don't think so. I think one of them was a mirror shot. So there you go. That's that happened in I believe it was Great Britain.
Damn, hussy.
Yeah, well, why? So apparently bless you.
Sorry.
Apparently, she said for her first scene, she did a regular boy on girl and got paid $2,500 on the spot, saying, "I never had that much money ever just handed to me in my life. But there's a really big stigma associated with it, and that's how our society views it. But that's not how I am. I'm really open-minded, super open-minded, and not judgmental." So, there you go.
There you go.
Jason, would you be upset if your daughter had a kindergarten teacher that was moonlighting in porn? That's going to be a question that may come up.
Yeah, no.
Sooner than later.
Nope.
How would the parent-teacher meeting go if you recognized her?
I would be like...
You look really familiar.
I would keep it very close to the vest until we left, and then I would tell my wife.
Mm-hmm.
and be like, oh my God.
Okay, I'm finding the full story. She's from L.A. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes more sense. It was a British site, but that makes more sense that it was...
She was like, "You cannot masturbate to her anymore."
Well, yeah, you wouldn't. You certainly would not tell your wife.
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah, I would tell her.
You would go, hey, you know the teacher? I recognize her from what I beat off to.
I'll say I didn't realize it before, but now I know, and I won't do it again.
All right, it's time for a little something we like to call Cooler Tool. And first up at Cooler Tool, hitting on women at work, Jason.
Oh, that is a tool move.
Kareem?
Whatever. It's cool. No, I take that back. Oh, well, if you just work there, it's cool. If you're in charge of anything, it's tool.
Or if you're in charge of the country, yeah, tool. Yeah. It's tool.
Yeah.
Up next in Cooler Tool, signature drink. Signature drinks. Kareem.
Toe monkey toes. No.
Jason.
Signature drinks are cool.
They can be very cool. In fact, I had one in Vegas that had egg white in it, like a fizz. Yeah, it was so good.
Yeah.
So good. Everybody's like, there's egg white in it. Ew. And I'm like,
no, those are so smooth and tasty.
I'm like, let me try it. Because it was an open bar thing. I'm like, let me try it. If I hate it, I'll just go, oh, okay. It was fantastic.
They're so smooth and just like refreshing, and they're awesome drinks.
It was a delight.
Yeah.
It was an absolute delight.
Yeah.
And finally in Cooler Tool, molding young minds. Molding young minds. Jason.
Well, that's cool.
Kareem.
It is cool.
It is tool. Leave the young minds alone. Let them grow free range and see what happens.
Nah, bro.
If you want to learn something, you know, one place is books, and that's how Amazon.com got its start. Books. It was an online bookstore. But now it's much, much more. You can buy almost anything there. And when you do that, please hit that Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com first. It helps support the show. It doesn't cost you anything extra, and we do appreciate it. So please and thank you. Go ahead and do that when you get the chance to do that. All right, let's do this now.
And now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
Oh, shit.
It's been a while. Jason, anything been crawling up your ass and making it itch?
Man.
Besides, you not wiping it well?
That happens, though, man. Especially when you get a fresh roid.
And you're walking around Disney all day.
Oh, man. It's all squishy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a swamp. Gosh, has anybody been... I've been thinking about this, and... Kareem, do you have something that you've, can you go?
Yeah, I can go.
All right. I just want to get my thoughts together. Because
Kareem?
I hate having decent credit.
Why is that? You keep getting offers?
Because I keep getting offers.
That's a tough problem to have.
Every other day.
Do you ever go to the black community and complain about that?
No.
Just have them give you the side eye.
Like every day is a new offer. $35,000, you're pre-approved for $35,000 on an auto loan.
Yeah, welcome to white privilege, my friend.
Here's just $35,000. Just do what you want with it.
Right?
Oh, man.
Here's a credit card for $2,000. Here's a credit card for $1,000. And then they get mad if you spend it.
Well, how about this? How about this one? I keep getting letters from the same credit card going, hey, we're offering you more on your credit limit. Please get back to us soon. We want to give you an extra $4,000 on your credit limit.
Exactly. And it's like, well, fuck, what do you want me to spend it all? Oh, but you can't spend it. If you spend it, your credit number goes down. Like, that doesn't make sense.
It's all a mind fuck. All a mind fuck. Jason, you know what you're...
Yeah, so... I would say that the number one thing that it's the fucking heat last week. Fuck that shit, man. Like, I got into my car, all right, which has air conditioning, which is great. I get into my car and I turn the car on, and my glasses steam up. Like,
do you have air conditioning or a swamp cooler?
No, I have a air conditioner in my car, And like, it was so hot. That was the day it was like 109, 110.
Oh.
And I know. Okay. All right, Mr. I was in Vegas at 118.
Yes. Yeah. The hottest temperature ever recorded in Vegas.
Yeah. But the thing is, they have a hydroelectric dam and everything has air conditioning there. Everything. Mm. yeah. So we did, our swamp cooler wasn't working. So like, I had to miss half a day of work while I got that. Because of the fucking heat, my daughter didn't want to sleep, you know? So she was up late and just fucking with shit. I mean, fucking heat, man. Like, God damn it. Fucking, and making shit stink. Making shit stink all over the place. Like, my garbage usually doesn't stink bad. But shit, have one night of some chicken and come back the next day and your house smells like a fucking sewage plant. Stupid heat, man. That shit, that was ridiculous last week, and like, it was 89 today outside, and I was at home and it was 81 inside, and I was like, Chris, isn't this great? We don't even have to have the swamp cooler on, because it was completely satisfying.
You're like Damone in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Isn't this great?
Yeah.
So many things for me to choose from. Having done a little traveling, it's everyone. I hate everyone. I hate all of you. I hate your questions at the airport. I hate the fact that your airport has 15 self-check-in kiosks, but only one window open for bag drop. American Airlines, I'm talking to you, motherfuckers. You've got the needs help kiosk open. Needs help line is open, where there's like five people in line. Then there's a bag drop window and there's like 30 people in line. And then there's the first class one that's open. It's noon on a Friday, bitch. People are looking to get out of Vegas. Have more than one open. And here's the other thing, motherfucker. It's called bag drop, not bag ask a bunch of fucking questions. Why are you up there in line at the front of the line for 10 fucking minutes while we're all waiting for your ass? It's a bag drop. The implication is that you will drop your bag, make sure that it weighs 50 pounds or less, or you pay for it, and then you move on your fucking way. But no, you're standing up there with your arm up on the counter having a long fucking chat like it's a family reunion. Fuck you. Hate everybody. How's that for a grievance?
That's
everybody. Good. I fucking hate everybody. I hate the kid that sat next to me on the plane and had BO. Fuck that kid. I hate the 5 foot tall women with their roller bags that they can't fucking lift. If you can't lift your bag, fucking check it, bitch. If you can't reach the overhead compartment and put your bag there, you don't get to bring it on the fucking plane. Period.
I agree with you.
I'm sorry. If you can't handle your gear, get the fuck out of the way and let those of us who can do it. And I'm not talking about little old ladies. I'm just talking about little short bitches. One woman's like, hey, you're tall. To the row behind me, he's like, you're tall. Would you mind putting my bag up there for me? It's like, bitch, gate check that motherfucker.
You can't do it your damn
yeah,
self.
There should be a line that says, if you're not taller than this, you have to gate check your back. That's my new brilliant idea for air travel that will save everybody everything. I'm just telling you. It's going to be fantastic. So,
you're a heightist.
Nope. It's an achievement thing, Jason. I didn't say you had to be able to. If you want to stand on the seat and be able to do it, but I don't give a shit. But you need to be able to get your fucking bag up there. But if you got 60 pounds of shit in your roller bag because you're too cheap to pay your $25 to check it, fuck you. Fuck you. Take the Greyhound next time. They put it under the bus for you.
That is true.
And that's the airing of the grievances. Because it's been a while. All right, enough of that. So I got some sad news for you, Jason.
No.
There was a death.
Who died? Who died?
Well, let me give you a little bit of a hint.
Well, that guy's a fool, man. Of course he died.
Well, not the one you're thinking of. He's a televangelist. His name is he shares the name. He passed away at 83. There was a time when everyone knew his name. The Reverend Leroy Jenkins was famous in Delaware.
Can you be famous in Delaware?
That's the first line of this.
Wait. What's the capital of Delaware? Is it Montpelier? Is that
no, Montpelier is Vermont.
Vermont. What's Delaware?
I forget.
Yeah, it's,
you know why? Because no one cares.
Yeah, it's like 13,000 people.
Yeah, and 13,000 credit card companies.
Fuck Delaware.
yeah, them in South Dakota. he died from complications of pneumonia in Florida. His son said he always had a big presence and loved being around people. He looked like Elvis, dressed like Liberace, ran for governor, and had God-given powers.
Did you say God-given powers?
No, I didn't, but Lee Yoakum, a spokesman for the city of Delaware, said in an email, someone like that is going to leave a pretty colorful history in any town, not just Delaware. By the way, I believe it's Delaware, Ohio.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I really hate that place.
So I don't really care, except I just want to say safe home to... Rest in peace. No, I'm not restarting my device now. Fuck off.
But don't you want to?
No, I don't. I don't at all. Hey, I went to Disneyland for 2 straight days, and that was enough for me. But this one guy, he's a California man who has visited Disneyland for 2,000 straight days.
Oh, God.
5 years after he received an annual pass. He's an Air Force veteran. He launched an online blog cataloging his daily visits to Disneyland called Disney 666. No, it's not. It's Disney 366. After attending the parks one more day at Disneyland, leap year promotion. He was given an annual pass to the park as a gift while he was unemployed in 2012 and decided to visit the park every day for 5.5 years, even after he returned to work. Said, it's been positive, it's been a motivator, it's been my workout gym. This past year, I've lost 40 pounds.
Wow.
You do walk a lot there and yeah, sweat a lot. He utilizes the $1,049 Disney Signature Plus Passport, which allows him to visit one or both Disneyland parks for about $3 a day. That's less than most people spend on a cup of coffee, he said. When you use it every day, that pass is a no-brainer. Yeah, but what kind of crazy bastard uses it every day? I think that's the real question.
What are you doing in there every day?
Standing in line for rides. in the photo I'm seeing, he is on the Matterhorn. I believe it's the Matterhorn. Oh, here we go. We got a little...
The man going through Disneyland's main entrance is Jeff Wrights. What makes this particular visit so special is that it is the 2,000th day in a row he has visited Walt Disney's Magic Kingdom.
It was never doing anything about a challenge or anything. It's just something to do to keep things fun.
These everyday visits started in 2012, a leap year.
Originally, that we were just going to do 366 days back in 2012. And then it went to, 741 days for the 2 years. It's been a living, breathing thing along the way.
The 44-year-old Wrights was unemployed when the marathon visit started, but eventually landed a job that year at the VA healthcare location in Long Beach. But even with that job, he still visits every day, always at Disneyland first.
I love walking around, taking pictures, talking with cast members and guests.
Of course, he has a favorite Disneyland attraction.
Matterhorn. It's always been my favorite since I was about 2. Just the sledding of the roller coaster has been just a blast. I mean, just now when I went on it, I love sitting in the front row, holding on to the handles and leaning into it as if I'm steering the sled.
Jeff doesn't know when he will stop his daily visits to the happiest place on Earth.
I've gotten to experience so much of the magic of Disney that it continues to be fun for me, and that's why I've still chosen to keep coming every day.
Mark Eads reporting for the Orange County Register and Southern California News Group.
Son of a bitch!
He must work nights. He has to work graveyard, right? Like, you have to work graveyard in order to be able to do that. There's no way you could work a regular 9 to 5.
He said he's retired. So he's retired from the Air Force, and he already gets a check. So,
well, here's the other thing about Disney is we were leaving the second day. Leslie and I left at about 10 or 10:30. There were still people coming in
at night.
Yes.
Yeah. What time do they close?
California Adventure closes at midnight.
Mm.
So if you live there, you go and you walk in and you get 2 hours at California Adventure.
I guess so. Yeah. Just everybody else has been there for 10 hours. And they're like, get me out of here.
Oh, my God. I was never so happy to leave a place as I was the second day at Disney because it was just too much.
Florida, land of enchantment and crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
Oh, it's back. And what is it this time? Well, a bikini contest competitor is facing a battery charge after allegedly clobbering another female contestant over the head with her high-heeled shoes. According to cops, Erica Caitlin Mize, who's 24, tangled with the victim last month during the Miss Sailfish Regatta Bikini Contest on Florida's Treasure Coast. Investigators allege that the 11 bikini-clad contestants left the stage. Mize tussled with a 23-year-old victim, who is the current girlfriend of Mize's former boyfriend. Oh, that makes sense. All
right.
As first reported in TC Palm, the victim told cops that Mize warned her that you should go to the gyno because you're in for a rude awakening.
What does that even mean?
Look, you can see it right there in black and white. I'm not making that up.
Yeah, no. What does that mean? Oh, man.
The victim said Mize hit her on the head with her high-heeled shoes. The account of the victim, who had a small lump on her head, was backed up by witnesses. While the report does not further identify the alleged weapon, photos from the bikini contest show that Mize wore a pair of strappy turquoise platform heels. She was cited for misdemeanor battery. She was on probation at the time of the bikini contest.
Of course.
Placed on probation for a year following a conviction for marijuana possession. She's an aspiring model and works for an accounting firm. That's according to the police report.
Not for much longer.
Mm-hmm. Now, they say if you want to succeed, you have to build a better mousetrap, right?
So, yeah. Wait. Well, what does she give him to give her?
Who knows?
Somebody got the clap. Somebody got something.
You're in for a rude awakening.
Whatever it is, it's going to hurt.
Mm-hmm. So they say you got to build a better mousetrap. Well, convinced that one of his neighbors was stealing items from his mailbox, Nicholas Dibble hatched a plot to literally catch the thief red-handed. See, Dibble is a 63-year-old Floridian. He suspected that his mail was being swiped as retaliation by neighbors, upset that he had called police about criminal activity in his Bradenton neighborhood. In an interview, Dibble referred to, quote, the drug dealer across the street, end quote, and a woman who runs, quote, a house of prostitution next door. Dibble, who is disabled, told the Smoking Gun he's lived in the neighborhood for 25 years, adding that he worked nearly 40 years as a meat cutter for the Publix supermarket chain. And what must have seemed like a brilliant idea at the time, Dibble placed a mouse trap inside his mailbox and raised the red flag. The goal was to, quote, catch someone stealing his mail. Dibble, investigators noted, had planned to make the mail carrier aware of the trap. However, since it's Florida, the plan backfired. Cynthia Humphrey Smith, a 37-year-old postal worker, came a different route and time last Friday when she reached into the mailbox to retrieve the outgoing mail. Her hand slammed in the trap. She recently suffered... she suffered pain and throbbing in the hand and told police that her hand had just recently healed from being broken.
Oh, man.
This story is so Florida. When police arrived at Dibble's residence, he was in danger of being arrested for battery. But Dibble said, quote, the sweet woman did not want to file charges against me. Asked about the execution of the mousetrap gambit, he said, well, it caught the wrong person.
Oops.
Now, he's not going to face a criminal charge, but he is being punished. They're not going to deliver mail to his house anymore. so he doesn't have to worry about anybody stealing it. Complaining that a lack of transportation would make it difficult for him to retrieve his mail, he groused, "I am the victim!
Dirty bitch!"
Yeah. That is.
I'm the victim. I almost crippled a postal worker who's not going to press charges, but I'm the victim. Oh, shut up.
Yeah. You should be happy.
Yeah. He should be. He should be grateful.
Yeah.
So we're out of Florida now. It's time to head north to Pennsylvania, a land. But yeah, I know it's getting more and more common. Ohio, Pennsylvania. They're all connected.
Hooray!
They sure are.
Hey!
That's right. According to cops, hundreds watched a couple's lewd display. That's right. A Pennsylvania duo was busted for trysting in a park.
Trysting.
Several hundred visitors to a Pennsylvania park were treated to an X-rated performance early on a Thursday evening when a couple engaged in a series of sex acts in close proximity to a playground. Cops went to Kirby Park in Wilkes-Barre around 7:45 p.m. after receiving a report of a male and female engaged in sexual acts near the softball field. Oh, she's a looker. When the pair of officers arrived, they spotted Jacqueline Getz, who's 31, performing oral sex on Kyle McClure, who's 29. Several witnesses said a criminal complaint note subsequently approached police to report that Getz and McClure, quote, were having sexual intercourse, oral and digital sex in public. And I don't think they mean ones and zeros.
Blammo!
Police alleged that several hundred people were present in the park.
Oh, man!
And observe the amorous antics of Getz and McClure. The witnesses, cops added, including many children, since the acts were being performed near a playground. Some parkgoers provided police with both video and picture surveillance of them engaging clearly in sexual behavior, offending many individuals present in the park. They were each charged with indecent exposure, open lewdness, and disorderly conduct, scheduled for a July 6th preliminary hearing on the misdemeanor counts. McClure is a Wilkes-Barre resident, while Getz lives in Edwardsville, which is a neighboring borough. Now, in addition to the live sex show, the 52-acre Kirby Park offers visitors tennis and volleyball courts and a fitness trail, walking paths, and a pond. The park is also the setting for Wilkes-Barre's old-fashioned 4th of July celebration.
52 acres, and you couldn't find a place that not be seen?
Yeah, someplace behind a tree. Oh, hey. We found, I believe this would be a, I don't know what this is. It's a photo of them together.
Post-coital.
It looks like it was a selfie taken in the bedroom, but they put little hearts around the outside, so... They've found love, and they just couldn't keep it to themselves.
That happens.
Wow.
So good for them. I will also note that she is wearing a Nikki Bella Stay Fearless hat. So proud moment for John Cena's fiance. just saying.
And the dude's wearing his sunglasses on his forehead.
Well, I mean...
But he's in the sun, like, you know, it's...
Somebody took a picture of him. He lifted his sunglasses up to show his eyes. I have no issue with him. I don't really have any issue with her either, really. I was just noting the hat she was wearing.
52 acres and you couldn't...
Right?
I want to know if they were actually really out in public, or if people saw them and start pointing it.
Well, dude, all it takes is one or two people spotting to be right there. It's like, you see that? There's, and I'm going to guess there were some, how do you say this? Racial slurs thrown in at occasion, because they are an interracial couple.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So let's, okay. Cast this one over there for you guys to take a look at. Oh, I can't do. Okay. Stop that one. There we go. Now let's do this. This would be very easy. Here we are. I'm gonna show you guys Kirby Park. This is a big park. I have to shrink it down so that you guys can see the whole park on the screen. Look at that goddamn thing. That's huge.
It's a pretty big park.
It's huge. Let's take a satellite glimpse of the park just to see. I'm guessing there's lots of cover. Like, look at all those, God damn it. There's thousands of trees to hide behind.
Exactly. That's why I'm wondering how, if they were out so people could see them, or if somebody was being nosy.
Well, here's the thing. Once you realize someone's being nosy, you might want to stop.
Yeah, might be a good idea.
I know they've interrupted your day, but this is...
I am finishing, damn it.
Well, how long does it take him to finish? Well, I retract that. So anyway, that's what's happening in Pennsylvania.
Well, it just all depends on how many digits he has. I might need the digit action.
Oral and digital sex. You know, those can be done at the same time if you're doing it right.
Well, I'm sure they were.
You're sure?
I mean, like, yeah, you're getting a blowjob and a woman's sticking her finger up your butt, right? I mean, that's the way it works.
Is it? Is that the way it works at your house? That's
not, no, I've never done that.
You went to that pretty quickly.
No, I've never done that.
Those were very bad times.
All right. Well, it's one of
the- hey!
That's why I'm not a big, like, I don't care about butt sex because I don't want anything in my butt. Like, why would
damn
you?
Damn it!
Does that really upset you?
Ow! Dirty son of a!
But witnesses in Pennsylvania were heard to say,
"Dirty bitch."
Just saying.
Oh man!
I told you what homophobia is: fear of being a bottom.
Jason, are you really homophobic?
Yep.
I have no problem being the bottom.
Do you top? Would you top from the bottom?
Oh, I top and bottom.
From the bottom.
I don't know, man. Oh, I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
Well, yeah, we're talking about this.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
All right.
You know what he does.
Well, the town of Scroon Lake is a small town, and they were very excited there because there's an exchange student that loves Scroon Lake. And everyone will miss the Vietnamese student who spent the school year. That made the paper.
Aww.
There she is with her date, who dressed up in Vietnamese garb for her. Her name is Tram Hong Lee. She became an active part of her school community at Scroon Lake Central School. Her year there was coordinated through through a group in Boston, which helps international students attend high schools in the U.S. She said, "My stay in Scroon Lake was beyond wonderful. I experienced lots of interesting and new things. This year is probably the biggest life-changing decision I've ever made. I made friends with almost everyone in the school, even on social media, and I'm planning on visiting Scroon Lake next year."
Oh, wow.
"I've been to Scroon Lake, and I don't understand any of this." Her most memorable experiences included first time skiing and playing tennis.
Oh.
Said, "I had a blast in both activities. I was amazed at how quickly I tackled skiing, even though I was coming from a non-snow country. I had great matches and experience during tennis season. The whole team has taught me so much about sportsmanship, dedication, and faith in yourself." She played a talking teacup in The Enchanted Castle in Beauty and the Beast, which was her first musical. Said, "I've overcome my fear of standing on the stage. I was able to sing loud." She found herself enjoying American cuisine. Well, sure. Sure you were. There weren't that many bugs. What I'm saying, it's a terrible thing to say. What a terrible thing to say. All right, so...
Scroon Lake.
We'll get back to this. We'll finish this up.
Hmm.
"I was thrilled at how much I grew. I became more confident and independent. At first, I thought Americans only eat fast food, but the cuisine here is just as various and awesome as anywhere else."
Aww.
The superintendent said she's had a good time. She embraced it completely. She was wonderful. I wish every exchange student would be like Tram. You know what that means? They're usually assholes. For the school prom, Tram dressed in traditional Vietnamese attire. Her date, Levi Williams, dressed that way as well. He went online, found some traditional garb. She's gotten involved so much, she's appreciated by the other students. She was great in the school play, and she's done everything she can possibly do.
So go home.
Bye. Bye, Tram. Wait, they named that thing that takes people to the top of the mountain me? So that's small town news.
Oh, she worked, said that she did work more volunteer hours than anybody else in her grade.
Well, yeah, there's nothing to do in screwing. Like, what else are you going to do?
You know what it is she had great parents. You know, the parents that, like, where she was staying.
Yeah, foster family.
Yeah, whatever the parents are called, like that, foster family, whatever. They must have been a great family.
Host family.
Host family, that's it.
There we go.
Host family must have been a great family. Or a horrible one.
I don't want to go back there.
I want to spend all my time everywhere else but here.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Back on Friday with more complaints and more stories. This is Pharrell Williams and Trey Parker from the Despicable Me 3 soundtrack. That's coming out on Friday as well. Bye.
Thanks for listening, and please support the show by shopping Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.